You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to a buy or sell these Notre Dame early spring hot takes that have emerged edition of the Always Irish Show. Oh, it's great to be here and it's great to have football. I'll tell you that right now, man. I was getting irritable with no football. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Yanni Boy out as well. Notifications on that way you alert it every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, Rat, Always Irish, Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only, anywhere you want it. You can get it. The call-in lines, 312-988-15. You call Cousin Johnny. Tell him all you've heard and seen. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish, Inc., USA Today, Irish Wire, read all about it, patreon.com/alwaysirish. Former captain, leading tackler, by the way, Mike Goolsby and myself, breaking it all down. We have a lot of fun over there. Thanks for being there. All right. This should be fun. I'm looking forward to this. Where, you know, you have your opening of spring practice, and there's certain narratives that come out that kind of set the tone for the early part of spring. And this is no different with Notre Dame this year. So I want to look at some of the early narratives that have emerged and see if we buy into them or if we think they're overblown. So I want you to play along with me as we do a little buy-sell action here on six Notre Dame items. Let's see how it goes. This should be fun. Number one. Notre Dame's wide receiver room is fixed. Sell. It's a sell. On this one, I'm not buying it until it's proven on the field in big moments against the better teams and defenses we face. Also, fixed by what standard? Follow me here. Notre Dame's wide receiver room has been so far behind where they need to be in recruiting, development, retention, targeting, evaluations, every single part of this. They could take big jumps forward and still not be where I need them to be compared to what real wide receiver rooms that win a bunch of playoff games look like. Now, I think this group's going to be a lot better this year. There's more bodies to work with, and they're not just bodies like throwing me out there. There's actual athletes and some speed and some guys out there now. This group's going to be better. Hear me out. I'm selling the narrative, but I'm saying this group's going to be better. I don't know how much better. And I don't know if it's going to be good enough, even with the improvement. So when you tell me the wide receiver room's fixed as the narrative, to me, that fix means those guys are mossing dudes with the game on the line in the biggest game of the year or something. That means that our wide receiver group is testing defenses week in and week out, and they have to actually plan that we could get behind them and defend the pass and not sell out on the run like Clemson did, knowing we can't complete a pass. Like, being a real threat that allows you to have a balanced offense. I say it all the time. Nobody acknowledges this enough. If you have a passing game that is a true threat, it helps your running game too. We all want to be a Notre Dame, run the ball, all that. Nothing helps that more than making that defense respect and play you straight up and honoring what you could do through the air. So I'm selling that it's fixed because they've been so far behind. I have got to see it with my own eyes and in certain moments to believe it. However, I do think they're going to take a huge jump in productivity this year as a group. Number two, the Notre Dame defense will be elite. I'll buy that. I like what they have coming back in terms of a blend of older and younger guys, like older and more experienced and younger, more athletic, twitchier guys. I like that blend. They were a top 10 unit last year. You bring back your DC and it took them a year to get it going and it was rough. And now that defense is tightening up. I think they have a larger pool of players at all the different levels that they could plug in and not have a big drop off and find specific niche winning roles for them that they could succeed at. Some younger guys in the mix. I want this defense to go from 10 to like 5, 6, 7, somewhere in there. That's like icing on the cake and taking it to the next level. What do I think that takes? Find an amazing blended linebacker to get what you need. Allow younger guys to shine, but don't expose them. Putting too much on it, figure that out. And get a natural pass rush. More of one. What I mean by that is not blitzing from the secondary to get a sack. Your front defensive line guys getting after quarterbacks. That, I think, is the next level that takes this defense from 10 up till 5, 6, 7. We need more havoc plays behind the line of scrimmage without sending guys and exposing the back end. So I will buy that. The offense and the defense are in totally different places, in my opinion. This defense is looking for cherries on the top, icing on the cake. The nuts and bolts of it, the foundation of it, is good enough to play playoff game winning football. Take it to the next level. That defense is not the reason we lost the games we lost last year. Did they play their best in those games and moments? No, they did not. But also, it's hard to judge them equally when they were out there 75% of the game because the offense couldn't do diddly poo against good defenses. So that's tough. So I will buy this unit. They're looking for the icing on the cake, that next level. Number three. Don't worry about the O-line. Notre Dame will figure it out because it's what we're known for. O-line, you! Sell. Again, you got to prove it. Winning effort against the best defenses and teams we play. Starting out week one, Texas A&M. Even if you don't think Texas A&M themselves is going to be a really great team, the moment is one Notre Dame has not succeeded in enough. I understand Notre Dame has a lineage of good offensive line success. There's just too many moving parts, too much uncertainty, too much young inexperience for me to fully buy in right now. Too many moving parts. And I don't think those offensive lines play good enough at Notre Dame for me to even call us O-line U. So you should have known I was going to sell this one. Prove it to me. Push those Texas A&M oil money guys right off the ball. Cram it down their throats night one and at Texas heat. Huh? So I'm selling that one. You got to prove it. Number four, the quarterback job is truly an open competition. I buy this. If we're talking about who the backup's going to be. See what I did there? I buy this. If you're talking about who the backup's going to be. If healthy, Riley Leonard's going to be the starter. Just accept it. Oh, I don't think it's fair. Just accept it. Oh, that backup had a real competition. How it should be. Just accept it. What are you trying to say, John? That NIL money, when you go get a big transfer, impacts this stuff? That's offensive. Accept it. If he's healthy, he's going to be the guy. It's just how it's going to be. You don't have to like it. That you don't have to think it's fair. That's how it's going to be. Oh, John, the coach is up there saying it's competent. Yeah, because he asked to. You get up there and say it's over. There's no motivating reason for the other guys to not alone practice hard, but why even be at Notre Dame then? Like, yeah, it's an open competition to see who the backup's going to be. And then I wonder what happens with the loser of that. It's not really that hard to figure it out, you guys. Riley Leonard, if he's healthy, starter. Carr, redshirt. What happens with the two in the middle? What happens whoever loses the backup race? I don't know. So I do buy it's an open competition, but it ain't for starter as long as Riley's legs in one piece. Number five. The Notre Dame roster starting to look different. I buy that. It is. The way I've been putting it is, when I look at everything, there's way more like gems, like way more little sparks where you see them and you're like, ooh, that could be a guy that pops for us on offense or defense or whatever. There's more of those guys than it was before. It's not one or two guys on offense and one and two or two on defense of those like your playmakers. I think you're starting to find a more robust roster here that has more to offer. And more guys that can make winning plays for you. They're getting deeper. They're getting more athletic. They're getting longer. This staff does a good job evaluating. They know the type of body they're looking for and the flexibility they want. There's a rhyme and a reason to what they're doing on the recruiting trail now. Now, do you wish there was more true five-star, legitimate, bona fide guys? Yeah, of course you do. The reality is, if you're not the number one recruiting class after every cycle, you're going to feel like you could have done better. That's just the way it is. So I think the next step of making this roster look different is you have a great 2024 year, and then maybe you could get more of those guys at that top level interested on top of the good job they're already doing, and that gets it to the next level. If Notre Dame plants their flag in the playoff and they show they could be a part of it every year, guys are going to want to be a part of that showcase. So, yeah, I buy that. Roster's getting better. Number six. This is the best Notre Dame staff we've had in decades. I buy that. I do. I buy that. Think about this. Do a little project in your mind. When is the last time you felt this much confidence in a Notre Dame staff? Most of my adult life, or that whatever I can remember critically about football, there is one side of the ball or both on Notre Dame that I did not trust. Like, are you serious? The BVG defense? You couldn't trust that you were going to stop anything. And then the Tommy Reese offense, you just kept getting gaslit that he's elite at everything and he has a different brain that can do calculus on the football field or whatever. But we never scored enough points to win any of the biggest games or get over the hump. So you always felt like you were being told something that you weren't seeing. And I know it's like, well, he knew what he wanted to do. We just didn't have the talent to run it. Yeah, that's called a problem, man. You either need to get the talent to run what you want to run or pare down what you really want to do to what we can do. Especially with a young coach that is learning his way, feeling his way through all this. He needs proper support. Now you finally have it on both sides of the ball. I trust Dale Golden. I trust Mike Denbrock. That gives me a lot of faith. And the supporting guys are pretty darn good too. Enjoy McCullough while you have him before he goes to be a Group of Five coach next year. A MAC coach, something. But when you have those elder statesmen, you know, gray hairs on each side that aren't looking to up Freeman for their ego, aren't looking to pad a resume and bounce, they want to be here for the long haul to support this young coach because they believe in him and they see where this is going. Oh, I love it, baby. I love that. I genuinely don't remember the last time I felt this good about both sides of the ball and the staff. We may not have an elite offense this next year, but it isn't going to be because the offense may not be elite. But it won't be for the reason of, I don't know if our OC even realizes how bad this looks. Or like, why it's not going to be because we have no plan or a horrible plan in every big moment. This is exactly how you support a young coach finding his way with these type of guys on each side. Really, really strong staff, and that instills a lot of confidence. It instills, it shows a lot of buy-in and a lot of belief. So yeah, I do buy that. So let's recap. I had a six-pack. The wide receiver room is fixed. I'm selling it till you prove it. And that bar is so low. It could be a huge improvement for Notre Dame. It's still not good enough nationally. I'm selling till I see it. The Notre Dame defense will be elite. I'm buying that. Cherries on top. Final touches. That's where we're at. Don't worry about the O-line. I'm selling it. Prove it. Quarterback job. True competition. I buy it if we're talking about backup. Roster looks different. I buy it. Best Notre Dame staff in decades. I buy it. The foundational blocks are there for this thing to really start taking off. You all know that. You know the year three at Notre Dame history. You know it's the new playoff. You know the eats on Freeman to improve and do better. Everybody wants it to be 11-1. This is a big year with a lot of pressure for Notre Dame, and damn it, it is time to deliver. In today's fast-paced digital age, seamless and secure transactions for your business aren't a luxury. They're an absolute necessity. That's where your friends at Paisly step in. Paisly's in the business of making your business run smoother, not just as a payment processor, but as a true partner in your success and growth. Paisly's platform is intuitive, the fees are transparent, security ironclad, processing instant, and the support team is unmatched. If you're looking to take your business to the next level anywhere in the United States, call one of the all-stars of Always Irish Radio, Chicago's very own Tom Frawley at 773-332-7742 or email him tom@paisleypartners.com for a personalized payment processing consultation addressing your unique business needs. And be sure to tell them Always Irish sent you.